Leading up to tomorrow's health summit, President Obama has outlined 8 broad principles for remaking the healthcare system. Among them, making health coverage both affordable and universal. The total cost? An estimated $634 billion over 10 years. About half that money would come from increased taxes on higher-income people. That's a proposal that's already earned the ire of many Republicans.
One part of the president's plan that has raised fewer eyebrows is his intention to make cuts, big cuts, in the Medicare program for seniors and the disabled. The savings, estimated at $177 billion, would pay for about a third of his entire health care overhaul. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on how exactly those cuts would work.
Let's start with the situation as it is now. In most cases, the government pays a portion of the bills that hospitals and doctors submit to Medicare. But about 10 million Medicare beneficiaries have enrolled in a program called Medicare Advantage. It's a managed care arrangement where the government pays a flat fee to private insurers who then provide services through HMOs or PPOs or other plans. In fact, the government pays these private insurance companies 114% of what it would pay for people in traditional Medicare. The idea is that managed care companies will manage care to keep costs down and use the savings to provide services that will keep seniors healthier and give them extra benefits that many seniors love, things like extra dental and vision benefits, diabetes management, and the like. Economist Marilyn Moon was once a trustee of Medicare. She has mixed feelings about Medicare Advantage.
Medicare Advantage is a very good thing for individuals who get a good arrangement. It's a very good thing for a lot of private plans. It's not a good thing for the program as a whole or for American taxpayers.
It's that 14% bonus the insurers get.
We're essentially giving extra money to these private plans to do the things that Medicare can do very well on its own.
President Obama's plan is to reduce those payments while putting in some quality controls. He would do that through competitive bidding. Insurers would submit bids for health insurance and promise to meet quality standards. The government would select the lowest reasonable bids. The savings over the next 10 years? $177 billion. Karen Ignani says that's too much. She heads the Health Insurers Trade Group.
Seniors are going to be expected to shoulder roughly 30% of the costs of health reform. We think that there are other strategies that can be employed. We're going to be involved with members of Congress and the administration in suggesting them.
But for the moment, she's not saying what those suggestions will be. And what about the most powerful senior lobby, AARP? It's in a funny position. It offers Medicare Advantage plans. So you might think they wouldn't want competitive bidding and reduced spending. But John Rother, who heads the policy division, says in fact they do.
It seems to us that competitive bidding offers a way to save a lot of money in Medicare without undermining the basics of the program. So we'll have to see, but nonetheless, I think it's a very promising idea.
He says the key will be designing the bidding program so that insurers will still find it profitable enough to bid and provide high-quality, reasonably priced care.
So even though it's, in the end, less money through the plans, we think it's the right thing to do.
Some seniors who are not happy with current Medicare Advantage plans hope competitive bidding will mean more choice of doctors and hospitals and the ability to get care wherever they travel. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.